Hi there, it is week 47 of 52 Weeks with Spirit. I want to talk this week about speaking your truth. You know, you've spent probably, like myself, a lot of your life holding parts of yourself back. And the reason why we do that is the opinions of other people or the opinions that might upset someone. We realize that those stories might make other people feel uncomfortable. And I knew that my anxiety attacks and my panic attacks and the things I was going through with spirit made people uncomfortable because they didn't understand it. And so I was taught that those emotions and that those feelings, they were quote unquote too much. It was too much for other people to handle what I was feeling or experiencing. But I want you to know that it's not too much and that Spirit is saying for the world, especially for the intuitives right now, that it's time. Even if your voice quivers, even if your hands shake, even if the truth that you're holding feels raw and messy or misunderstood or vulnerable, it's because your truth isn't meant to please people. It's actually meant to free you. So when you finally speak what's real, whether that's setting a boundary, whether that's sharing your story, or whether that's simply saying, listen, this is who I am, you release the energy that's been suffocating your spirit. And not everyone's going to understand that. And not everyone's going to stay in your life. I sure know they didn't stay in mine. But the ones who do, they're going to see you clearly, maybe for the first time ever. So this week, I want you to know that you're not alone and that I want you to practice truth in small ways. So say what you feel instead of saying what you think you should say. And maybe today write down one truth that you've been scared to admit, even if you only whisper it to the page. Remember, every time you speak your truth, your soul stands taller. Your voice is your vibration, and when it quivers, it's not weakness. That's power. That's spirit moving through you. So speak it, say it, own it, all the things. The world doesn't need your perfection today. The world needs your honesty today. Because if we all just got a little bit more honest, wow, the world would be such a different place. Have a great week. And I'll chat with you soon.